8, please.
Thank you. Item number 8. I need that piece of paper, please. I need that list. Before you leave, I need that list.
Item number 8, Org Unit 3700, Comptroller, page 91.
Good afternoon, Comptroller Mansky and Director Peer.
Mr. Comptroller.
Good afternoon.
The budget for the Comptroller's Office for 2014, as proposed by the county exec, is virtually unchanged from what we had requested. The change in our budget, it's going from $5,778,000 to $6,996,000 of tax levy. $5,703,000 to $6,882,000. This is on page 91 of the budget, an increase of $1,118,000. There are 7 divisions under the Comptroller's Office, and some of the major changes that have occurred from the prior year include a centralization of payroll, creation of the research division, and the creation of 2 additional positions to assist in both accounting and fiscal analysis, and also an increase of revenue of $100,000. The centralization of payroll, one of the things that we had noticed over the years in discussion with both human resources and central payroll was that we had approximately 52 payroll clerks out in departments, and all having access to the various data, including Social Security numbers and all of that data. And what we decided to do was consolidate all of that under the central payroll area. How we did that is we brought 7 payroll clerks into our department from out in the field, so we're reducing the budget out in the field by 7 payroll clerks and adding 1 position in our department, so we're bringing the positions in-house into our department in order to serve the department. There's 7 positions that are reduced in the department, but most of those were transfers into our department. In some cases, they chose not to want to come into our department, so they may have made other choices, but pretty much it was a transfer in. The whole reason for that was to centralize and to answer questions and to back up and provide that support. Second, that was about $615,000. And a reduction out in the department of slightly less than that, an increase of tax levy of about $67,000 as a result in ours. Then there's the creation of the research division, creation of 4 positions as a result of Act 14, the movement of those positions. This board had already made the decision to move those positions, so we're in the process of hiring for those, but this recognizes the fact of the creation of those positions and a transfer from the county board. That's $446,000. There was the request to establish a new fiscal analyst position in our department and a creation of accountant 2. Both are about a $60,000 increase for that. And then the other thing that we're doing is we're trying to add revenue. One of the suggestions was both from the treasurer's office and working with others is working on what's called a payment plus system to bring in revenue and to make payments more efficiently to certain vendors. We're in the process of working on that now and using a state contract. And what you get as a result is you're paying them by means of a credit card to these vendors. And so what you get is a share of a percentage. For example, they have to pay a fee to be getting this payment to the banks, and then the banks share that percentage back to us. We're not sure how successful it is. The The bank indicated that they believe it will be a large success for us. We're not sure. We're beginning the program. We're estimating $100,000 of revenue starting it off as of January 1st. And we're not sure how many vendors will actually sign up for this, because if you think about it, this is a cost to them. The only thing that they save on is by having the money maybe a little bit earlier. But they've done this with certain of these vendors already, and other entities are doing it and working with them. So if it'll work and the vendors are willing to do it, then we'll do it. But we've done a low estimate regarding this revenue, but we'll see how successful it is in the early part of the year, and we'll let you know. And there are no changes. I brought Jerry Hare up here, Director of Audit under our division, to talk about his budget, but I think your budget is...
It's cost to continue, and essentially the county exec's recommended budget is virtually the same as Comptroller Mansky requested for our division services.
And available for any questions that you might have about this.
Supervisor Jersey.
The new research services area, there's a comment that states, I'll just read it, it is anticipated that this program area will serve the county board and the county executive by assisting in legislative analysis and research services. As you know, the board has had research services in department, and we are losing that because of Act 14. What I'm concerned about, and raised a similar concern this morning, is this idea of research analysts serving both the board and the county executive. The board provides oversight, and I've made the comments before that just getting information from the county executive to make policy decisions does not mean, or at least for me, I am not doing my oversight if the decision is totally made on information that is being spoon-fed by the county executive. I have an oversight role, and I'm a little concerned here about having research analysts providing services both ways. Now, I know there are objective, factual things. That's fine. But when you start talking about policy oversight, just asking for a research analyst to take a certain approach with regard to research, I'm strategically making a decision and asking for a strategic service. I don't want that person sharing that with the county executive necessarily. There certainly is, communications that should take place. I personally think I tend to communicate more than I'm communicated with, maybe to the detriment of the executive branch, but this is really a policy issue that I'm talking about. No, I'm not even pointing fingers at anyone. I have an oversight function. How does oversight get done if strategically that person is serving two masters?
This research division is to report to me, and it's under the comptroller's office. It hasn't been established yet. We're working to establish it, but the vision that I have for it is that it's just as I've tried to make audit as independent as possible of me. They still report to me, but I've tried to make them as independent as possible so that their audits, meet all of the requirements as was required under state statute to make them and keep them independent. When I look at the research division, it doesn't always fit under a fiscal services area, which is the comptroller's office. But the vision that I have is if you have a question of a member of the research division, you go to them with your question, and they're working one-on-one with you. They're not sharing that information with anybody else. They're working for you at that point in time. You're having conversations with them. You're maybe drafting policy or legislation or other types of things. The conversation is between the two of you so that the goal is to get to the best product possible. When you mix that with fiscal, that's why I want to keep them separate from the fiscal side. Their concern should not be with the fiscal side. What does it cost? What, all of those types of things. The vision that I have is what is the best way that we can write this up so it meets the requirements, you know, that you have or the vision that you have for writing up that policy. Because I want to make sure it falls in with how our ordinances are written, how state statute is written, anything else, resolutions that we've done in the past. They need to be able to research and look at those types of things so they can respond back to you and say, well, this is what you wanted, but here's the issues that you're going to have with it because there's these other resolutions. My point is that they need to be working for you in that conversation back and forth. That's the way we went and had conversations with the state of Wisconsin of how they do it, and we went and talked with the city of Milwaukee as to how they do it. What I'm trying to do is also work with Corp Council to make sure that these conversations stay private. And that's one of the things that I'm working on with them because of the fact that, you know, the state, their group, has a separate statute that says it's always private. And the city, their legislative group, in essence, reports to, I think, to the board through the, I think it's the city clerk. And, but the city clerk is appointed by the board or the alderman. So I'm independent from that. So I'm trying to make sure that, you know, when you talk to the research group, that it is a private conversation, and all the way up to the point where once you decide to release the policy item or you want to move forward and you want to get approval, at that point in time it becomes open and those types of things. But my goal is the conversation is between the two of you. We're not going, if you're having a conversation with them, they're not going and talking to another supervisor. They're not going and talking to the exec. You have their focus at that point in time.
And I'm pleased with the response you're giving me on this. I actually think there need to be county rules around this, ordinances, just like there are at state and at the city. So I think we need to work on something like that because I want assurances that when Scott Mansky's no longer the elected comptroller, the next guy in line or the next woman in line doesn't stray from good practices.
Right. And, I mean, my point to this is that, you know, I've had conversations with the executive's office. I've had conversations with the county board chairwoman. And as I said, there's four positions. I'm going to be trying to do things, you know, and do good research and those types of things. I may not be able to do everything that was always done before. But that's the part where we will have conversation is what parts are missing. You know, what was done before that's not being done now, how can we get that done, or is there another way to look at the thing? What efficiency can we do or whatever? But my whole over kind of writing goal is that when you're having a conversation with them, it's between you and them. Or, you know, if the exec's office wants to talk to them, it's between them and the exec's office. You know, or if a department head wants to have a conversation with them, it's between the department head and them. Those conversations are private. The purpose is to come up with good policy that fits into, you know, all of the rules that we have set now.
Well, can you use the state rules, the city rules, as a template perhaps to come up? Because I do think we need to reduce this to, I don't know if it's an ordinance or some other procedure that gets codified within the government, because I do think we're going to need that.
I think we will need that, and that will be a goal that we have of that, because, you know, just because I say it to you, I think it needs to be written somewhere.
Well, thank you for I always appreciate your approach, and I look forward to getting this set up. We have no alternative, so let's work within what we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Comptroller. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thanks. Just want to briefly probe the credit card payment idea. Seems relatively minor in terms of what we're anticipating. If I do the math, you're not expecting a whole lot of people to want to get paid that way, or at least you're not booking revenue expecting it. Is this an extension of how we do our payroll, that everyone gets it? EFT unless they don't have an account provided, then we put it on a card or something, right?
Actually, kind of like that, but actually the state of Wisconsin is using this program now through U.S. Bank. So they have a contract between U.S. Bank and them that they get a certain percentage back by doing this program. So when by going through the system, really none of the process departments will still enter into purchase orders, do all of the things they do, except when it comes time to the payment, we don't issue a check. We issue a wire transfer to U.S. Bank, who is then notifies the customer that your credit card payment has been made. And it's interpreted as being a credit card payment that has been made, and then it just requires that vendor to draw down the payment. And that vendor, if he draws on the payment or signs up for the program, by getting the payment, and let's say it's $10,000, he'll only get $9,700 because the other $300 is the cost of being under this program. And we'll get a share of that in accordance with the state contract. So we're doing all of the same. Departments won't notice any difference from this. We'll just in the end when we make the payment, it goes through U.S. Bank as kind of a credit card payment, which we share in the fees that they would obtain from this vendor. The advantages to the vendor, I can only see as being, payment on a little bit quicker basis for it, but it really doesn't change any of our cash flow. You would think our cash flow, but it really looked at it, and it really doesn't change our cash flow that much.
I guess I question what vendor would have 3% to give up. But more than that, is EFT not already available to them? I mean, why would you not choose EFT? I mean,
we have some that do EFT now and go through that process. That's why we're putting a limited amount of money in this, because the state of Wisconsin is getting money from this, each year. I can find out what the dollar amount is or give you an idea of what they're getting each year. We've asked the same questions, but U.S. Bank has told us that there are plenty of vendors that want to do this, and we'll go forward with this.
I'm sorry, and I don't want to belabor it. It just seems like last decade's technology, not tomorrow. Like, I mean, my tenants, they can pay EFT or they can pay by credit card. I would question anyone who wants to pay 2.5% or, in this case, 3% on a credit card transaction. That's the same kind of thing. Why are they going to take net?
We'll be happy to get it. That's why we're doing it, is because we've been told that there are vendors that will do this, so we're going to head down that way. And do it.
Cash flow, timing, making their own payroll, making their own vendors. Yeah. Right.
3%. The booking, the transfers.
You get it right in your checking account.
It's like a point system on a credit card.
Anything else related to the comptroller's budget? Thank you very much.